Well, Uwe, give us your thoughts on what you've just seen from your team there.
Very good. First half, I felt we very good in shape. Our pressing from the front was caused them problems. They never could settle their play. We kept them away from the goal and we started to look dangerous occasionally. Second half, my players showed big maturity in terms of the pitch got cut up and we played a little bit more direct in the second half. And of course, there'd be more problems with corners and crosses. And obviously in the last big chunks when we hit the post twice with Ash Hunter. I think overall we did really, really well. High level performance. Unfortunately, we hit the post. Could have gone in. And that would have been absolutely perfect day then.
Is there a part of you that is a little disappointed that you're not through at this point?
Gary, how you can be disappointed after a day like that? I think this club is in the best position ever. We got three bids in for three different players. Today it was an audition for us. We did collectively and individually a high level performance. The chairman, the most important person in this football club, wasn't here, unfortunately. He would have been proud of the performance of his young team. We would have been proud of our supporters, what sort of atmosphere they created. And there is no reason to be in any point whatsoever be disappointed.
Well, it is a wonderful result. I mean, we're talking about a Premier League side here. They were champions of the Premier League two seasons ago. And as you rightly say, your team had the better possession, had the better chances, and they just didn't quite have that little bit of luck that you require sometimes in the FA Cup.
I think we worked really hard today. I think we was nearly on to our maximum. Unfortunately, we had good chances, but we didn't use them. We had numbers of free headers in the box. We had good crosses in where we were just a slight moment too late. And we played against a team who's 8 in the Premier League. Gary, 8 in the Premier League. We are 12 in League One. So we did a maximum effort today where I'd be really, really proud of my players.
Well, it's a brilliant performance from Amuve, and moving forward from this, will this give your players any added confidence to take into the league programme that's coming up?
I'm very happy with the last four games we played. We won two, we drawn one and we lost one, but we should have never lost. We was consistent in the last four games, with the ball and without the ball, and we was creative. Today, obviously, we played against the Premier League opposition. Against the League One opposition, we would have scored today, there's no question about it. The only thing that worries me is another player now on the injury list, and the game's coming thick and fast. Tuesday, check of trade. Next Saturday, then replay. But the players put such a high level on today, and I think they put the marker down. And I said to the players, when we go about our business like we did today, we will be a force to be reckoned for the next weeks to come.
And a clean sheet, obviously you've alluded to there that you've had to change Ash Easton fairly early on in the piece. Nathan Pond, though, if you wanted somebody to come on to be a replacement in that respect, then, you know, to have Nathan coming off the bench was a fantastic option for you.
I think it was Nathan's best performance. That was his best performance today for a while. I think we needed him to come on that level. He gave us a great leadership out there. He played no nonsense football. He was very strong in his defensive play and solid on the ball. I'm very happy for Pondy, because for Pondy it was quite hard. Do not have played week in, week out, because he's used to playing week in, week out. But he's a very professional person. He's our captain. He knows his responsibility as a captain, and he lived up to it fantastically.
We can't stress enough that, you know, Leicester City, as you said, 8th in the Premier League, and they've got Iheanacho that they brought in from Manchester City, they've got Slimani, etc., etc. They've got Damari Gray, who plays for England. It's a star-studded lineup, even though they made a few changes. And your guys have not only kept him to arm's length, your keeper's not really had an awful lot to do, has he?
No, I think that was probably our best chance to win the tie at our home place at Highbury. And but by saying that, people said, "Are you disappointed?" Like you asked me, and I said, "Definitely not," because I'm thinking different than all you guys thinking, because I'm thinking our club is a very young club in the history. We have a very young organization. We have a very young team, and to going today was a big effort. Ask our head of football operations or head of media communication what sort of challenges they put today up to us, and they have never ever experienced anything like this. And our people getting only better, including our players, when we're exposing them to big challenges. And when we go to the Leicester City Stadium, then there's another big challenge, and that is what makes us better.